Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the World Cup, the most exciting sporting event on the face of the planet, as we've been told over and over again. Bigger than the Super Bowl and World Series put together. And go ahead, throw in the next Star Wars movie while you're at it. And we Americans should be congratulated for finally growing up and stopping with the mocking. Really? So what's the second most exciting sporting event on the planet? The Desert Tricycle Marathon Relay Seniors Division? We're more sophisticated now. Look at the huge leaps Major League Soccer has made in the last couple of years, easily propelling itself to the eighth or ninth most popular team sport in the country, right behind football, basketball, baseball, hockey, bowling, beach volleyball, water polo, and lacrosse, and maybe badminton, and in some regions, cow tipping and pie eating. But soccer, or football, really can be what Pele said, o jogo bonita, the beautiful game. We residents of the Estados Unidos just need to learn how to watch the damn thing. Number one, who to root for. Choose a team. Every match. Pick the land of your ancestors or the land next to the land of your ancestors or simply the underdog, which could be us. Number two, who to root against. Start with teams whose victory would impede your team's progress or just root against overbearing, bullying countries. Which, again, could be us. Isn't that right, Vladimir? Or go traditional and root against the Axis powers. Number three, you need a big-ass TV. The bigger, the better. 70 inches is a good start. Because soccer is fond of cameras that are fastened to the inside edge of the International Space Station. Number four, the World Cup is meant to be watched with people. Preferably a bar frequented by countrymen of the team that you're rooting for. Do some research. Stay away from wearing the opposing team's colors. And finally, if you do watch it at home, turn on Univision, not ESPN. The announcers are much more entertaining. You know the guy who goes, "Goal!" when someone scores? He does stuff like that all the time. A penalty when someone almost scores. Even when players trip and fall, clutching their face, which is not flopping. It's an injury simulation. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.